Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, September 6th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. UK antitrust officials say Google might be stifling competition by favoring its own ad tech services. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority said a preliminary investigation found that most publishers and advertisers use Google's ad tech services, which let publishers and advertisers bid for and sell ad space. Officials are concerned Google is leveraging its position to favor its own services. Google, which is owned by Alphabet, is already facing scrutiny over its ad tech business in Europe and the US. In a statement, Google's vice president of global ads said the company disagreed with UK officials and that the core of the case rests on flawed interpretations of the ad tech sector. Telegram founder and CEO Pavel Durov has denied that the messaging app refused to cooperate with European authorities to counter illegal content. French authorities charged Durov with crimes including complicity in spreading illicit content on Telegram. In a post on the app, Durov acknowledged the sharp increase in Telegram users had made it easier for criminals to abuse the platform, but he said it removed millions of harmful posts and channels every day. These were his first public comments since he was arrested by French authorities at the end of August. And we're exclusively reporting that JP Morgan Chase is investigating thousands of incidents of possible check fraud committed as part of a TikTok craze. The bank plans to share the evidence it gathers with police departments around the country. Videos on TikTok showed a so-called glitch that allowed Chase customers to deposit big checks and withdraw funds from ATMs immediately, even if there weren't sufficient funds available. Normally, the bank allows customers to withdraw a portion of deposited checks before they're cleared, but a technical issue last week allowed customers to withdraw the full amount of a check before it had cleared. Chase says the issue has been fixed. It doesn't yet know the full scope of its losses, though it estimates that thousands of people were involved, according to people familiar with the matter. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.